A South Coast astronomer is part of a global effort to solve the mystery behind a mysterious deep space event which researchers believe sent a burst of gravitational waves towards the Earth.
The facility, which measures gravitational waves, so distortions in space-time, detected a burst of gravitational waves. And we've never seen a burst before. We've always seen a series of waves of ever-increasing frequency. And that usually happens when a pair of black holes or neutron stars merge together. And as they get closer together, as they spiral in closer and closer, the frequency of these waves goes up until they actually merge.
Andy Howell is a scientist with Las Cumbres Observatory, which is based in Goleta. Las Cumbres operates a global network of telescopes used by researchers around the world.
In this case, we saw a big burst of gravitational waves. We had never seen that before. It is what we expect from a massive star exploding, but it was really short in duration, so it was only about a hundredth of a second, and we would expect a massive star exploding to take a little longer than that.
Howell describes the sensitive instruments which detected the waves.
LIGO, three detectors, one in Italy, one in Louisiana, and one in Washington State, and they sense distortions in space-time. So they have these lasers that are about 2.5 miles long, and they have two of them at each site. And they can detect very sensitive changes in distance. When two black holes merge together, it will actually stretch and squeeze space-time.
Howell says the event was detected January 14th.
I have my phone set up to just wake me up in the middle of the night when we get an alert like this. Lots of different astronomers around the world get online at the same time and start discussing what we should do. And then we start trying to observe those regions of the sky. Luckily, when this one happens, I wasn't asleep, so I was actually, you know, coming home with a pizza, and I just threw the pizza inside, ran outside, looked at Betelgeuse, went back inside, and started chatting with my colleagues about, like, what should we do? And so we started marshaling all these resources of around the world.
The Las Cumbres researcher, who also teaches at UC Santa Barbara, says while the waves were detected in January, they were generated deep in space a very long time ago.
In the case of two neutron stars or two black holes merging together, that would have happened in a distant galaxy, and it may take millions of years for that information to get to us. But in the case of something exploding in our galaxy, that may have taken hundreds of years or thousands of years to get to it. So whatever this was, it could have happened a long time ago, and the information would just now be getting to us.
Howell talks about where astronomers are focusing their search efforts.
There are two areas, and they're more or less on either side of the star Betelgeuse, but they don't actually contain the star Betelgeuse. They can say roughly where it happened, not exactly. We have to use our telescopes to go looking at those areas and see if there's anything unusual. We've been doing that over the past couple of weeks, and we found a lot of new things in those areas, things like other stars that have exploded, but in very distant galaxies that couldn't have accounted for this.
The researcher admits there's also a slight chance this could be a false call.
It's possible that this is some glitch in the LIGO detectors. It's possible that it's just a random chance if they all had some either glitch or thing nearby. These are incredibly sensitive detectors.
What does your gut tell you?
My gut tells me that the universe is more fascinating than we can predict. There could be some either new phenomenon, or we're only seeing a piece of some other phenomenon.
Howell says we should know more later this year when researchers expect to get additional data on the bursts. You can actually learn more about the waves at an event on the South Coast this week. Las Cumbres is sponsoring the latest in its series of Astronomy on Tap events. It's a chance to meet and hear from astronomers in person. It will take place at 7:30 Wednesday night at the Matrix Nightclub and Lounge in Santa Barbara. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.